drive home this afternoon. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Well, well, well. Has it not been a big few nights on the project desk? Big few months, really. The mass exodus. That voice, that chuckle there is Pete Hellyer. Welcome.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Carrie Bickmore and Thomas Little.
Pete.
How are you feeling? You made your announcement that you were stepping down from the project.
I did, and I was just chatting to Tommy off air. I feel amazing. I feel it's one of those things, you make the decisions, obviously you've gone through it, and you second guess yourself for a little while, and then you know you have to announce it, and you know there's going to be people you need to talk to and tell and explain. And then doing it last night, this felt really lovely. Once I got the first few words out, and I did have one point where I thought, I should have put this in auto cue. Why didn't I put it in auto cue? Why did I think I could riff this?
Because the adrenaline comes in and it nerves does.
It
and
came
stuff.
Quickly. Yeah. We had a great, really fun chat with Guy Pearce.
We'd had a chance to talk before the big announcement. It did make me laugh because the way that we talked about your departure was very different to the way we talked about my departure, where I wasn't planning on telling you the night. I was telling you and I push you and we'll lead into the wardrobe.
Into our dressing room. I thought, geez, known each other for 17 years and it's taken this long.
And Waleed.
And Waleed, I thought, wow.
It's the most interesting third piece to a puzzle ever.
Not just putting a toe in, she's going, shoving off the diving board.
We've had some big, deep conversations the last
week. We have. And because when you told us, we were talking about something else in the other room, and then you pushed us into that room to tell us. I thought it's continuing that discussion, and you're like, I'm leaving. And I'm like, okay.
We're all going home.
I do remember the words you said afterwards. Still make me laugh because you said straight after.
I'm married.
No.
I got a photo on my phone. I just shoved it in your face. I said, you know this woman, Carrie.
No, you said something so quickly like, the show will be fine. And then later you text me and you're like, I think I just went into a bit of shock.
No, I was. Because we were having a separate conversation about something a bit more trivial, kind of interesting, but a bit more trivial, and then into being pushed by Carrie Bickmore into your own dressing room, and then the announcees, and I wasn't expecting it. And I may have said
the show will be fine.
Well, I wasn't sure. Yeah.
Well, then you obviously spent time thinking about it, because we did also have a conversation. You mentioned to me that I brought up the fact that I'd been on the show for, 13 years. You've been on the show for, I think, nearly 10, and that we both have Oscar's a very similar age to Ollie. And I was saying to you, I wanted more time at night with him. And you were like, you want the same thing with Oscar as well. And that had been playing on your mind as well.
It occurred to me that, Ollie and Oscar know each other and Ollie's a year older and you're making this choice. And I thought, maybe, because Oscar was 3 or so when I joined the project.
That's so not crazy.
3 or 4. So I haven't had those experiences that I've had with Liam and Aiden, when I was working on Rove Live and other stuff, when I could kick the footy with them. Now, I don't think Oscar's coming home and kicking the footy with me every night after. I'm pretty sure that's probably not happening. And to be honest, it's not actually even the primary reason I am leaving. It is to create some space. There's some areas that I want to go in next year creatively that are completely new. I've done a lot of scripted stuff about marriage and dating and romance, and there's some stuff that's just a new venture, new frontier for me, and I have to learn a lot. And I have to be present. And
you've got the threesome to talk about, a whole new area to cover.
Still on romance. We're back on romance. Just when you thought you could get away, you get pushed in a cupboard.
I get a feeling I'm going to get pushed into another cupboard after the show, maybe on Wednesday night. Carrie showed me all these rules he's got for her.
Oh, my God,
these guidelines for her.
No,
she's got all these rules that you need to do for her after party.
What does that mean?
X amount of shots.
Have you got rules for your after party? Everyone gets pushed into a cupboard at one point. Pete, we've got so much to talk to you about still, including your brand new project that is out now and something to do with Carrie's last show. Can you stick around?
I certainly can.